Today is Friday, April 19th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day. You know, I need to clean out my I'm not good with getting rid of things that expire, food and medicines. And so things will sit in my refrigerator for years. And then I'm like, oh, this is expired. I need to get rid of it. The same, I'm sure, is true for my medicine cabinet. I'm sure I have vitamins that went bad 10 years ago. I have these plastic containers that I've carried from apartment to house to house to house that I'm sure have medicine in them. But I don't know, does medicine become poisonous or just become less effective over time? I'm sure there must be some medicine that becomes poisonous if you... But generally speaking, both food can kill you if it goes bad, depending on what the food is. Although, like canned foods and things like that, I think they'll live or they'll stay good for decades. But anyway, clean out your medicine cabinet. It's also National North Dakota Day, National Amaretto Day, which I love amaretto. I didn't realize it was made from almonds. Well, this photo that they have, now I'm going to have to ask ChatGPT. What is amaretto liqueur made from? I'm just going to ask. Amaretto is a sweet Italian liqueur that traditionally features the flavors of almonds. Although the name suggests a connection to bitter almonds, amaretto is often made from apricot pits or sometimes peach pits, which also contain natural oils similar to almonds and provide a comparable flavor. Some versions of amaretto might also include actual almonds or other natural flavorings and spices. The liqueur is known for its sweet and slightly bitter flavor profile, making it popular in various cocktails and culinary recipes. So there you go. I don't know if it's right. You know, AI can hallucinate, but that sounds correct enough to me. I'm not doing a research paper here, people. It's also, let's see, National Hanging Out Day and National Garlic Day. I love some garlic. I'm celebrating National Garlic Day every day because most days that I cook, I'm using garlic. I've got some filet mignon in the sous vide right now, and I put some garlic in the bag. I put some crushed garlic in the bag with it to flavor it while it was sous viding away. All right, well, since we have finished talking about the Florida vacation, let's check the old communications. And by the way, if you want to leave a voicemail, if you want to communicate with me on this very show, you can do that. And the way you would do that is you can call and leave a voicemail, or you can text me from your cellular telephonic device, as I believe Big Fatty says, at 479-221-9393. Now, standard charges do apply if you're in a location that has long distance. For instance, another country, this is not a toll-free number. But yeah, text me, call me, whatever you want to do. All right, so let's look. We do have some text messages. So Mel, I am a librarian, says, thank you for the happy National Library Worker Day wishes. You're welcome, Mel. I know you sent that last week, but as you know, I was vacationing, and so I'm just now getting to reading the contact, but I appreciate the text. Gary in Portland says, no little show today? You know, there was here's what I do. I record ahead of time, just a day before, the evening before, so that you guys can get the episodes bright and early. I still don't know why I don't do it at midnight or, you know, 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. like Big Fatty does. I'm not really sure why I don't do that. I chose just an arbitrary 10 a.m. Central. So, you know, if you're Eastern, you'll get it around 11. If you're Pacific, like Gary is, you'll get it at 8 a.m., something like that. And I don't know. One of the reasons I think I chose it is if I do not feel like recording the night before, that does give me a little bit of wiggle room to record in the morning because I do work from home. So I can come upstairs and record real quick before I start work or in between meetings or something like that. So I think maybe the 10 a.m. just gives me a little bit of wiggle room. I'm not sure. But anyway, but occasionally I will forget to post them because what I do is I use WordPress, as a lot of folks do who have websites on the World Wide Web. And I use a plugin that's for podcasts, and you write your little article, attach your MP3 files. Oh, I'm burping. Attach your MP3 file, and then you can schedule it. And so I schedule it for the next day at 10 a.m. and boom, Bob's your uncle, whatever. But sometimes I'm in a hurry and I record and I edit and I upload it. But I think, I'll post it later from the couch while Mark and I are watching The Amazing Race or whatever, I'll do it. And then I forget. So this happened last week. I think you guys did not get a show on Wednesday. But then I posted two shows on Thursday because Dennis reminded me in Twitter, actually. And so I posted one show in the morning on Thursday, and then I posted the other one in the afternoon. So you got two in one day. So I did catch up. Because I like to either do zero shows in a week or five shows in a week. I don't want to, because my numbering is right on. Like Monday is always, like right now, today, we're at 1380. And on Monday, we will be 1381, but then Friday, we'll be 1385. So it's very, but if I skipped a day, then it would be weird because just weird numbering. But if I skip a whole week, that's okay. That would be all right. Anyway, so 65 will come quickly, Gary says as well. I'm assuming I was talking about my age. I don't remember. Yeah, 65 will come quickly. 45 has come very quickly, and 65 is only 20 years away from 45. Which is what I am now. So I know it will come quickly. Ugh. Maybe I'll live forever. I'm going to do this. I'm thinking about creating a virtual avatar of myself, both video and audio. So I'm going to use one of those large language models that's focused on audio. I'm just going to use a website that does this probably. I'm going to take all of the audio from Geeky Gay that I've got, of my voice, feed that in. I've probably got hundreds of hours by now. And feed that in and say, okay, I want you to train on my voice. And then there are also services where you can take video of yourself and photos and stuff like that, and it will create a moving, like, avatar image of yourself. I'm gonna mix that with my voice, and then I'm gonna attach that to a large language model, like ChatGPT or something like that. And then people will be able to ask me questions. So if I die, if and when I die, if I don't live forever, by the time I'm dying, they'll have figured out how to take our brains and like move them, download our contents of our brain and like move it into a neural network in a robot or something. But I don't know. So yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do all of that. Joe in Dallas also writes in. And he says, hey, Adam, or hello, Adam. Sorry, very formal. Of the podcasting elders, who has the most palatial home? Auntie Vera, Big Fatty, or Daddy Daniel? Who has the best rumpus room? Who offers the best amenities for their guests? So I will say Auntie Scott is what he is known as now. Get it right, Joe. I've never been to his house. I am going to his house in September. So I can let you know once I've done that and do a proper comparison, but haven't been there. I've only seen videos on YouTube, and you don't get a good sense of the entire home because normally the videos on YouTube, or at least the ones I've seen, are very specifically showing their decor for Christmas or Halloween or whatever, not Easter because they're atheists, so. But anyway, but if you want to see those and you haven't, you can look for Auntie Vera Charles 50 on YouTube, not Twitter, YouTube. Auntie Vera Charles 50. And he has, you know what? He has 893 subscribers. That's pretty good. Pretty good. I'm just looking. I only have 89 subscribers on my account. So you're getting close to being able to monetize, Auntie Scott. You could, Pride 48 only has 106 subscribers. So, there you go. So you can look there. So between Daniel and Big Fatty, it's been quite a while since I've been to Big Fatty's house. Daniel and I visited Big Fatty's house. So I will say Big Fatty's house was very cute, or is very cute. I believe it was new when he bought it 9 years ago or whatever that. It reminds you of those little townhomes in a cute little neighborhood with, you know, your siding and all that kind of stuff on it. And it may not be siding. It's been forever, Fatty, so I don't remember exactly what it looks like. It's got a cute little porch on the front and a porch on the back as well. He's got two porches. It's got, on one end of the house, it has a guest bedroom and a bathroom and his studio. I stayed in the guest bedroom. It was great. Had a nice bed. I don't know if there had been gentleman callers in that bed, but, you know, it is what it is. It seemed clean at the time. There's a living room, a dining room, kitchen, and then Fatty's master bedroom. I did not see Fatty's bedroom while I was there, so I don't know how big that is, but that's it. I feel like it's probably around 1,500 square feet, but I didn't measure, so I'm not really sure. Daniel and Zach's house is a little bit larger, I think. Again, I don't know the square footages, but I think it's a little bit larger. It was built in the 90s, so a little bit older than Fatty's house. It has high ceilings. Like I said, a little bit larger. There's a kitchen and a kind of a great room, formal living and dining, and then master bedroom and Zach's office on one side. And on the other side, it's the guest bedroom and Daniel's office and studio and a bathroom as well. Nice little yard with a porch and everything, and nice neighborhood. A cute little neighborhood. And they're both nice. Amenities. Neither one of them have a hot tub or a swimming pool. Daniel did have a fire pit, so maybe I give that one to them. I don't. And Daniel and Zach had cats, and I'm allergic to cats, but I will say, while I was there, I did pet both of the cats. Ian was not as friendly, though, and ran away a lot. But on one of the last nights, we were sitting on the couch, and Ian came up to me and started sniffing my leg and rubbing his head against my leg and stuff. I think it's because I ignore them. I'm more a dog person, but really the reason that I ignore cats is because I'm allergic. And so I pet them, but I have to immediately go wash my hands so my eyes don't swell up, so I don't touch my face. And, you know, but yeah, Daniel and Zach, because they have animals. I don't know. They're both nice. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.